Well, it's finally summer across most of the country. We've shed those winter layers of clothing, and some gals know what that means, a seasonal uptick in catcalls, whistles, roving stares. From member station WNYC, Stephen Nesson takes us to New York City, where one artist isn't going to take it anymore.
Under the cover of darkness, wearing a black knit hat, black leather jacket, and black Chuck Taylors, Tatiana Fazalizadeh is nearly invisible. She's scouring Bedford-Stuyvesant, Brooklyn for a blank canvas.
So yeah, this is one of those spaces that I'm not sure about, like if it'll work. Like I might put this up and then tomorrow morning it'll be taken down because it's somebody's like property or something. I don't know. But we're going to try it anyway.
The 27-year-old takes a long look down the street for police. Reaching into a plastic grocery bag, she pulls out a blue water bottle.
It gets a little messy, so
she squirts down a blank wall with wheat paste and slaps up one of her trademark posters, a stark pencil drawing of a young woman staring sternly with the words below in bold, "Women are not seeking your validation." It's in this neighborhood that she endures daily catcalls and unwanted comments from men. This is her way of talking back. Smoothing the poster over once with her hand, she casually walks away. But it's too late.
You know that's illegal, right?
This is the second time she's been stopped in recent weeks. But she has an out. Before the wheat paste dries, it peels right off the wall like a magnet. So the officer lets her go with a warning. Back at her tiny apartment a few blocks away, Fazalizadeh says the catcalls got so bad she couldn't take it.
It happens almost daily to me. So I wanted to just kind of express myself and speak up for myself.
Bopping by another poster plastered on the side of an abandoned building on a busy residential street, 22-year-old Sapphire Monet stops in her tracks. This one reads, "Stop telling women to smile." Monet says street harassment is more than a hassle.
Every day, a ps or a yo or a hey or excuse me, what's your name? And they might even get disrespectful and call you by body parts.
She's glad the posters are up, but says it's all about how you carry yourself, how you respond. She just keeps her headphones on and ignores the guys on the block. 30-year-old Anthony Williams runs a clothing shop on a busy strip in Bed-Stuy. He says he's not being offensive when he calls out at women. It's part of his DNA.
What, holler at women? I'm a man, I'm supposed to. I mean, I think every man, if they see a woman that they feel is attractive, should try to do what they can to see if they can acquire this woman.
Michelle Brown says guys like Williams don't bother her. Let them give it their best shot.
Nothing beats a try but a failure. You understand?
She's unfazed by the daily deluge of catcalls.
I don't pay no mind. I hold my head high, smile, and keep walking. It doesn't bother me. They're looking for attention, and I don't give it to them.
Back on the streets, it's near midnight.
Let's see. There looks like some wood paneling down here on this corner. Maybe check that out.
Fazalizadeh still has a bag full of posters, some wheat paste, and just found another blank wall on a busy street. This poster reads, "Women don't owe you their time or conversation." And this time, there are no cops in sight. For NPR News in New York, I'm Stephen Nesson.
Coming up, renowned jazz composer Terrence Blanchard premieres his first opera tonight in St. Louis. It's about a champion boxer from the 1960s who had to hide his homosexuality.
The thing that I thought about when I won my first award, the first thing I did at the ceremony was to turn around and kiss my wife, without thinking about it. And to think that this person could reach the highest height of achievement in his chosen field and not have the ability to share that with someone openly who he loves, to me, is a tragedy.
Terrence Blanchard on the true story of Emile Griffith, the subject of his opera Champion. That's in the next part of Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News.